Number 1.
So, do you know what's wrong with my dog?
Well, he clearly has stomach issues, and they're causing him considerable discomfort. Has he swallowed any plastic or other objects?
I haven't witnessed him eating anything like that.
And what about alterations to his diet?
He started eating a new type of dog food that's supposed to be specially formulated for older dogs.
Do you recall the brand?
Not off the top of my head. Sorry.
Well, here's a list of reputable brands. If the one you use isn't on there, try one that is. Come back in a few days if the problem persists.
Question. What should the woman do first?
Number 2.
I have some news, honey. The company asked if I'd be willing to take a position in human resources.
Well, you've always spoken highly of that department, and you said marketing has changed for the worse, right?
Yeah, but the post would involve assisting overseas branches with hiring and salary negotiations. I'd be away for weeks at a time.
Well, that's not ideal. But I think you should focus on your career at this point. I'd miss you, of course, but making some sacrifices now will pay off in the long run.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 3.
Lisa, do you ever think about quitting?
Why do you ask? Did you get passed over for promotion again, Jerry?
No, even worse. The upgrade of the company's intranet has been a disaster. The project's weeks behind schedule. I don't think it'll be ready in time for the new fiscal year.
How does that relate to you?
Well, I helped them with some data analysis early on, which was all double-checked, but now the manager's holding me responsible for the problems. It's unbelievable.
Maybe it's time for you to polish up your resume.
Question. What do we learn about Jerry?
Number 4.
Imran, do you have a minute?
Sure, Professor Holmes. Is there a problem?
Far from it. I just wanted to congratulate you on your presentation. The way you laid out the timeline of Buddhism's spread from India was easy for everyone to follow.
Thanks.
Also, I was impressed with the quality of your research. The biographical details you provided on the key historical figures added depth to the entire presentation.
That's a relief. I was worried I'd gone overboard there. In fact, I was on the verge of cutting those details.
It's a good thing you didn't.
Question. What was the man worried about?